Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchel with Ken Vogel of the New York Times. An investigation over many years, interviews with many of the principals and different dates back then and most recently. First Trump term, Biden term, second Trump term coming up. However, the story of devil's advocates include a man named Robert Strick, who's at the center of this, a young man, very attractive, a good talker, a good salesman, and the term is old-fashioned, grifter. That's a 19th century word. Serendipity is also part of grifting. One day, in discouragement, he's sitting at a roadside cafe. I imagine it's in Georgetown, a leafy setting. And a large dog wanders up and either befriends him or regards him as a possible subject of attention. The dog is trailed by a young woman who turns out to be a representative of New Zealand. Ken, it doesn't get any more accidental than this. What does Robert Strike make of this moment in time?
Well, like with all the sort of moments that he seizes in his sort of peripatetic journey, he initially is just sort of drawn to the conversation and wants to, you know, wants to show off without regard for whether there is a potential benefit for him, a business or pecuniary benefit for him. And so he starts talking to the owner of the dog, who is, as you said, she's the second in command at the New Zealand embassy in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they have some small talk about wine and New Zealand wine, and Strick talks about his Oregon winery. And before long, the conversation turns to the subject that was dominating everyone's attention back then. And, you know, now fast forward 10 years and it's still dominating everyone's attention, which is Donald Trump. But at that time, Trump was, you know, he wasn't yet even sworn in. It was in the transition period soon after he upset Hillary Clinton and won. And this New Zealand diplomat tells him, you know, with a degree of candor that I think is refreshing and surprising in diplomatic circles, but something that is sort of an unspoken truth of everyone in that community, which was that the New Zealanders, the Kiwis, were completely unprepared for Trump. They were preparing for a Hillary Clinton presidency. And so as a result of that lack of preparation, they didn't have any connections to the incoming Trump team. And that put them in a terrible situation, which the New Zealand DCM, a woman by the name of Carolyn Beresford, shares with Strick and says, we haven't even been able to arrange a congratulatory phone call between our head of state, the prime minister of New Zealand, and the president-elect Donald Trump, which is just a customary thing that typically happens with all allies. And New Zealand, should point out, is a, you know, major ally, Five Eyes country, has a long tradition of close relationships with the United States. So this is like a potentially serious issue that this New Zealand diplomat lays out for Strick. And Strick just blurts out, you know, because he has these ties to the, you know, sort of periphery of Trump world, he says, what if I could get you the phone number of the president-elect?
I love this scene, Ken. This is wonderful. You had me. I mean, it was as if you were writing theater piece. Cut to the embassy. He's standing there. He's got a phone number. And he gives it to the ambassador. What happens next?
Yeah, the ambassador, they punch in the number. It's in the chancery, which is the residence of the New Zealand ambassador to Washington, right next to the embassy. And they punch in the number. And sure enough, it's picked up not by Trump, but by a handler for Trump. And they say, can we connect the president elect to the New Zealand? You know, they identify themselves, the New Zealand ambassador. Can we connect the president to the Prime Minister of New Zealand? And they say sure, and they get Trump on the line, but the call doesn't actually go through to the Prime Minister. There had been an earthquake in New Zealand, a terrible earthquake that the Prime Minister was responding to, but they get the connection. They set another time for the call. The call goes through, and the New Zealanders are quite surprised and pleased that they feel like they found a shortcut.
And no one is more surprised than Strick, who had no idea whether it would work. He was winging it the whole time. That's gods correct. Blessed him at that moment, Ken. That's extremely impressive. Given his level of deception, he accidentally told the truth. That number worked. So,
well, it was a bluff, sure. But, you know, he did have a connection that sure. he used to get that number. Stuart Jolly is a guy who had been the national field director for the Trump campaign. And Strick had sort of served as an informal advisor for Stuart Jolly. And at one point, the campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. And so he had these connections. And in a traditional administration or transition, because Trump was not yet president, like there would be so many layers of bureaucracy and gatekeepers that would, and the president wouldn't have a personal cell phone.
Ken, we need to get back to Rudy Giuliani. We'll leave Robert Strick there with his success. The book is Devil's Advocates. Ken Vogel's the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.